We are 14 lines down from the top on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Ashkechei Rabbi Yona l'Rabbi Eloi dekoya pischa de Tzur. Rabbi Yona found Rabbi Eloi at the entrance of Tzur. Amar lei, ketani behemet yaker. We mentioned in the earlier Braisa on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the story of the Braisa with Rav Nassan, that a behema you have to uproot, and we discussed in the previous year what exactly that means. We refer to it was severing the legs. And then there's another opinion when it comes to Hekdesh, which we lock up the animal and it starves to death. So now the question is, Eved Mai, what about an Eved? If you purchase an Eved at one of these fairs, what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to sever its legs? Because you can't get Hana from it? So the Gemara says as follows. Eved Yisrael lo kami boili. Clearly you're not asking about the halachic status of a Jewish slave that you purchase at this fair. If you purchase a Jewish slave at this fair, obviously you're saving the Jew and there's nothing wrong with it. But ki kami boili eved ovi kachavim. But what about a slave that belongs to an idolater, which is not Jewish? Mai. What is the halacha in that case? Amrle, so Rabbi Eli said back to Rabbi Yona, "Mai kami boilecha? Why are you asking me the question, Tanya? We have a brisa which is very clear. Ha'ovdei kochavim v'haroi behema daka lo malin v'lo meridin. The law by an idolater is lo malin. We're not going to pull it out of a pit to save him. V'lo meridin, but we're not going to throw them into the pit to kill them. So clearly, you don't sever off the legs of an idolater. Again, we've discussed this Gemara in the previous Digging Deeper episode about the uncomfortableness of these ideas of lo malin v'lo meridin, but that's been discussed. Amrle Rav Yirmei le Rav Zeira, ketani lochin mehen behema avadim ushvachos. So in order to answer this question, says Rav Yirmei to Rav Zeira, well, let's focus on the Rabbanan's Braisa. The other Braisa on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, there was a statement made that you are allowed to purchase at these fairs a behema, an eved, or a maidservant. So here's the question, says Rabbi Yirmiyah. Eved Yisrael? Are we referring to an eved Yisrael that you're allowed to purchase? O dilma filu eved of gechavim, or maybe even a non-Jewish slave? Amarle, so Rav Zeira responded to Rabbi Yirmiyah, mistabre eved Yisrael, it makes much more sense that you can purchase, that the Bryce is referring to purchasing a Jewish slave. Di eved of gechavim l'may miboyle. What benefit is there, or what mitzvah is there, to permit the purchasing of a non-Jewish slave? There's no mitzvah. You're not saving anyone from allowing them to do their mitzvahs again. Kiyasa Ravin Amrav Shemen Lakish Afilu Eved Ovdi Gechavim Mipnei Shemachniso Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. That even a non-Jewish slave, you are allowed to save, and you should save them, because then you're bringing them under the wings of the Divine Presence. And Tosas explains that a non-Jewish slave, when they become under the servitude of a Jew, they become obligated in mitzvos. They have the same chiyav as nashim, and therefore, you're doing them a favor. You're bringing them tachas kanfei shechina. What better mitzvah can you do? Amar Rav Ashi. Well, Rav Ashi says, well, hold on a second. If you're using that logic, that the reason why you can purchase a non-Jewish slave is because machnes tachas kanfei shechina, then we have to be consistent. The Braisa says that you can purchase an animal and a servant. Well, then why can you purchase the animal? Because of machnes tachas kanfei shechina. So hold on a second. Amar Rav Ashi, atu behema mai machnes tachas kanfei shechina ika. What tachas kanfei shechina are you bringing the animal into when now it's being purchased by a Jewish owner? Says Gemara, Elo Mishum Mi'utin Mi'utaihu. No, but there is a benefit. The benefit is that you're lessening the assets of an idolater. You're lessening his power by taking things away from him, and he has to figure out other ways to support himself. Pachanami, so here too, Dimimati, when you purchase the slave, you're also lessening the asset of the idolater, and therefore it's permissible. So we fall off the idea of machnes tachas kanfei shechina, and we come up to the other solution, which is we're lessening the assets, and that's why it's permissible to purchase not only a Jewish slave, not only a non-Jewish slave, but even an animal, according to Shitas Rabbanan, and not Rabbi Nassan, as we said before. Gemara continues. Rav Yaakov Zavan Sandala. Rav Yirmiya Zavan Pita. Rav Yaakov went to this fair and he purchased a shoe, a sandal. Rav Yirmiya, we assume he bought two. Rav Yirmiya Zavan Pita. Rav Yirmiya purchased bread. Amr Leichad L'chavrei. And they looked at each other. Apparently they weren't down the kavschus. Yasma Avad. You're a Yasom. You're an orphan, meaning you're making a mistake. Avad Rabcha Hachi. Would your Rebbe do this? They would purchase something at a fair? How can he do this? Amr Le'idach Yasma Avad. Yasma. The other one said to him, no, you're the Yasma. Avad Rabcha Hachi. Would your Rebbe do that? They're each were criticizing each other for their purchases. But they were both correct in their actions. V'tarvayu mi balabayis zavon. Both of them purchased their items at this fair from a balabayis, not from a merchant, so the tax that they were giving to the balabayis was not going directly to the idols. V'cholchad v'chad savar chavroi miskar zavon. But each one thought the other one purchased it from a merchant. Right, as we said before, a great job of being down the kav schus. Da'amar Rabbi Abba b'reid Rav Chia Bar Abba lo shanu ela belokech min atagar de shakli michsamine. As we said before, the only problem is when you're purchasing an item from a merchant, because that tax which he assesses is going to go straight to the idols. Aval belokech mi balabayis de lo shakli mine michsay mutter. But when you purchase it from the balabayis, the tax is not going directly to the avodah zarah, then it's permissible. Amar Rab Abba b'reid Rav Chia bar Abba ilema ilmalei haya Rabbi Yochanan hazimna ba'asra de kashakli michsa afilu mi balabayis hava elo inu hechi zavun mi balabayis she'eno kavua zavun. So Rab Abba ends off with the following statement. He says if Rabbi Yochanan was alive, he would prohibit even paying money to the balabayis, because that tax money he would claim would go to Avodah Zarah. So then Gemara says, well then, how could Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Yaakov purchase these items from a balabayis? What's their heter? So it said, he purchased it, even Rabbi Yochanan would permit purchasing from a balabayis who is not constantly selling or is established at the fair. So you have three types of sellers. You have a merchant, then you have a balabais kavua, and a balabais she'ena kavua. The balabais kavua, you can't purchase from, but the balabais who comes to these fairs once in a while, then we wouldn't be concerned that they're going to collect the tax from him and give it to the idols. So just to recap, we had two different gemaras here. The first gemara, we ended off permitting the purchase of slaves, not just Jewish slaves, but even idolater, non-Jewish slaves as well. And then even according to Shitas Rabbanan, you can even purchase a behema. That was number one, because it was Mishim Mi'utayu, you're lessening the assets of the idolater. And then we have the case of Rav Yaakov and Rav Yirmiya, who purchased items at a fair. And the reason why it was permissible for them to do it was because it was not from a merchant, so the money didn't go directly to the idols. It went indirectly. Now, there are a couple questions I wanted to mention here. First of all, the Gemara asks, well, hold on a second. How could Rav Yochanan Yirmiya purchase bread? It's Pasakum. Not that I purchased Pasakum. Not that I eat Pasakum. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. The Gemara Tosfos gives a couple answers. One is, yeah, he didn't eat Pasakum. He purchased it and he was feeding it to his animals or to his slaves. Or he says, no, Pasakum is permissible when there isn't a Palter Yisrael. When there isn't a Jew, then you can rely on Pas Palter. So we'll assume that the bread that he purchased was not Pasakum, but it was Pas Palter, and of an Ovid Kochavim that would be permitted. Now the last loose end to clear up is what Tosos mentions at the bottom of the last Tosos, Rabbi Yirmiya, towards the end, where the question is, how could Rabbi Yirmiya purchase bread, not for the Pas Palter, Pas Akum issue, but a different issue? You're not allowed to purchase a davar she'ein miskayim, like we said in Vavot Mebeis. If it's a davar she'ein miskayim, you're not allowed to purchase it, but this is something clearly which is perishable. It should be prohibited. So Tosfos answers that perhaps you can argue that bread is so chashuv it's as if it's considered something which is not perishable. That's one possible answer. I think the other answer, which he doesn't mention here, but seems to have mentioned it on Yud Beis Med Beis at the Mishnah, perhaps the answer is that we're not talking about Yom Eid. We're not talking about even 3 days before Yom Eid. It's just a fair that was set up, and they went down to purchase bread. And it was a case where it was, there's a question of whether it's mu'utar, mi'utayu, or not mu'utar. And that was the question that they're dealing with. And they purchased the item at one of these fairs, and that was the question, but nothing to do with purchasing it on or near Yom Eidam.